Editor's note added April 2, 2024. The following story was written for April 1st, which is traditionally a day for April Fool's jokes. The SS Keewatin is coming back home. In a surprise move, the Kingston Marine Museum that acquired the Edwardian-era vessel last year from Skyline Investments has decided to do the right thing and return it back to its spiritual home. The ship is expected to leave the Limestone City in early May, leading to speculation its return could coincide with Portarama. "These are exciting times indeed," Tay Deputy Mayor Barry Norris said. "I never thought I'd see the day that everything would work out as it should." And in a way to promote tourism across North Simcoe, the Key will now occasionally leave Tay Township and take turns visiting Midland Bay, Penetanguishene Bay, as well as Tiny Township. For that to happen, dredging work will begin later this month since Penetanguishene's Bay isn't as deep as its neighbors. While in Penetanguishene, it will dock at the former Historic Naval and Military Establishments, HNME, in front of the King's Wharf Theater. While the Keewatin is from a different era, the site now named Discovery Harbor seems a perfect fit since it already serves up a range of events unrelated to the 1817 to 1856 time period when HNME actually existed. In Midland Bay, the ship will be located at the place where the now-defunct Midland Bay Landing Development Corporation built a 100-meter-long sidewalk some years ago. "It's a great day for Midland and it's a grand day for that sidewalk," Midland Mayor Bill Gordon said. "We imagine it will help us get the word out about what Midland has to offer. We're more than just butter tarts and murals." But as Gordon and Penetanguishene Mayor Doug Rawson helpfully pointed out, Tiny Township doesn't have a library, recreation center, or a dock large enough to accommodate the ship, so where will they dock it? Well, there's a solution to that issue, and it seems quite inventive if a touch controversial. A tiny politician, who asked not to be identified, has suggested the township anchor the ship just in front of some of the million-dollar cottages, make that million-dollar estates, located at the high water mark. "If we can get at least one of them up in arms over this by blocking their view of the Collingwood ski hills, well, then we just might be doing something right," the politician told Midland Today on April 1st. Added resident Lerp Aloof. "I'm looking forward to seeing it back home where it belongs. Can you imagine adding a water slide to the stern? That would be so cool."